Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.
Flimsy stand slowing you down? Well, it's time to upgrade. Armadillo builds durable, North American-made tablet stands and kiosks. We're so confident, we offer a lifetime warranty. So, elevate your business and visit armadillo.com. That's armodillo.com and use code ACAST for 5% off. Armadillo, built to last, designed to impress.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Mark Fay, who's a local area representative in the Sheriff Street area, he said it was a couple of guys who spotted this man and it was them who got the child back. The Gardaí were there fairly promptly. It was a good outcome, but not a good incident. It's a close-knit community, so these lads knew straight away something was wrong. It is a shame that people can't feel safe doing something normal, like pushing your child around the pram in Dublin.
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you're listening to Crime World, a podcast about criminals, drugs, and the sins of the underworld in Ireland and across the globe.
A child is snatched from a pram on a Dublin street. Quick-thinking passers-by intervene and a man is arrested at the scene. Today, I'm talking to Niall Donald about every parent's worst nightmare that played out in the capital on a sunny afternoon. This is Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. This story is every parent's worst nightmare, but it is definitely thanks to the vigilance of the local people that something worse was prevented.
You hear all sorts of fears of crime going on, and a lot of time you're safe to say that those things never really happen. But what happened today is, as you can say, literally the worst possible thing that could happen to any parent. A woman had left the child very briefly in the buggy while she was talking to a neighbour in a pram. And
this
while
is Dublin.
This is in Sheriff Street in Dublin. You know, she was having a chat, you know, nobody could blame her for that. And in that split second, a man described as being in his 20s walked past and grabbed the child. You're talking about a toddler, something child under the age of two. It
is out of the pram,
and you know, was instantly confronted by a couple of local men who saw what had happened. So it's just, I suppose, there's sometimes we get into these debates about Dublin is a lawless city or Dublin is a really safe city, and you have all of this debate going on about, you know, we're going to hell, or we're you know, in fact, we're very safe. But unfortunately, these things are really, really rare. But for something like that to happen in broad daylight, shortly, you know, around lunchtime in Sheriff Street, you know, very busy area of the city, is just horrific. And, you know, it could have been absolutely worse if people hadn't been vigilant. Obviously, what happened was that at least a couple of local men became aware of it, confronted the individual, then the mother became aware of it, was also...
woman was hysterical.
Absolutely hysterical. Yeah. And the Gardaí were quickly at the scene. Obviously, it's just around the corner from
Store Street.
You know, the guy is described as being a non-local man, you know, more about that will no doubt come out. But I'll just read what the guards have said to it. They said they responded to an incident in the Sheriff Street area of Dublin shortly after 12 noon. A man aged in his late 20s was arrested at the scene for alleged offence under the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act 1997, and he's currently being detained at a Garda station. So what that act is, you know, it's not very much specified, but it'll be something to
do. It's a low-level crime, though.
It's a low-level crime at this point. But, you know, that may be a holding charge or may not. I mean, their Councillor Niall Ring spoke to us straight away about it. You know, that the child had been left briefly in the pram. A local man saw the incident, and a few locals then confronted the abductor, and Gardaí were on the scene within minutes. Mark Fay, who was a local area representative in the Sheriff Street area, I think he's on the board of management of the local school there, Lawrence O'Toole's, he said, it was a couple of guys who spotted this man, and it was them who got the child back. The Gardaí were there fairly promptly. It was a good outcome, but not a good incident.
No, because they were very quick to recognise that was happening, and that he wasn't with the mother or whatever. You know the way you see things happening on the street, and you kind of, sometimes it's happened before you realise.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Mark Fay describes it as, it's a close-knit community, so these lads knew straight away something was wrong.
They knew he was a stranger, probably.
They knew and possibly knew the mother. We don't know much about the mother, but certainly we've spoken to other neighbours as well who effectively saw it happening. And, you know, he was confronted, and I think he was, you know, there are pictures gone around of him on social media. You have to be wary of these things on social media. Not that, you know, everything is on social media now.
Yeah.
We don't know the context, but at least one of the eyewitnesses said that when he was confronted and the child was in safety, he was shouting and roaring at the people there, saying, you know, looking distressed, and so it may amount to being
an issue with mental health or something.
But of course, that's way too early to say that. From the initial reports were that he certainly looked in a wild and erratic state. We don't know much about the suspect in particular, but it doesn't seem to be somebody that's known to police for that mental health at this early stage. But it certainly sounds like a very bizarre incident.
I remember years and years ago now, I was working for one of the newspapers, and a woman had a baby in the Coombe Hospital. Yeah. She was living in the Dublin 8 area, and she'd come home and she'd an older child, you know, in one of these sort of artisan cottages, and it was a beautiful sunny day. So she was kind of getting herself into the house and, you know, getting everything settled. And they left the pram just outside the open front door. And if you know those houses, your sitting room is pretty much, your front door is in your sitting room. Yeah. So it doesn't feel like anything unsafe to happen. And within the blink of an eye, this woman went out and the baby was gone.
God.
Now a newborn baby this was. So there was absolute pandemonium.
Yeah.
It was the days before social media, so I presume it broke. There must have been an alert put out by the police, whatever. Anyway, I was dispatched to on the story. And when I got there, the woman was in, like, she was just totally and utterly hysterical, as you can imagine, but got the child back fairly quickly. And what it turned out was, it was an addict who had thought he was stealing the pram.
Right.
And didn't realise there was a newborn baby in it. The baby, of course, was so light, so tiny.
Yeah.
And he had taken off up the street and gone off to sell the pram.
Yeah.
Because he needed to buy something.
Well, I mean, there have been other cases of that, where people stealing cars with children
in them,
Children in the back.
Yeah. That's why I asked you in the very beginning, did he take the child out of the pram? Because
it was
an older child, obviously, in this case.
But yeah. I mean, that does seem to be the report.
Yeah.
I think, like, as a parent, like, every parent with a little toddler has had one of those moments where, like, you're literally, your world falls apart when you see
something happen.
Turn your head for half a second.
They go missing on a beach or in a supermarket or something like that.
Exactly. I mean, there literally is no worse feeling in the world, is there?
There isn't. No, it's horrific. It's absolutely horrific.
And I mean, I've never talked to a parent where who hasn't had that happen to them. You know, I remember it happened with my own parents and my brother just disappearing, and we were in the US in a kind of a Disneyland type of thing.
Oh my God, yeah.
He just disappeared. And I remember, like, it was before mobile phones or anything.
Yeah.
I remember the hunt for about 3 hours and then coming across him. He was about six, eating an ice pop, chatting away to somebody.
That was a long hunt, though.
Yeah.
I disappeared myself in a forest park one time many years ago. It's my mother who tells me the story of it. I was gone for about 3 hours and there was total hysterics.
Yeah.
I went deep into the forest to find frog spawn.
Yeah.
Came back with a sort of a makeshift jar of this stuff and yet not totally understanding what the panic was all about. But yeah, I mean, that's a totally different thing. I mean, this poor woman has the shock of, I suppose, losing the child for that instant. And then the second is all those scenarios that must be running around in her head about what could have happened had those people not reacted so quickly. You know, had she, you know, had a tiny little thing happened of difference in that moment, he could have been off up and round the corner.
Exactly. And of course, it's you know, Sheriff Street, and people, of course, have accused the Sunday World of giving Sheriff Street a bad name. And, you know, you can see why they might say that. But there is a really, really strong local community there as well. Very strong local groups. You know, it is very much still a community in Dublin.
It's
rather
been
than
a sunny day out there today, actually, as well. The sort of day that you might stop and talk for a minute, or that there would be people about.
Yeah.
And thankfully, this, certainly for the moment anyway, the response has meant that there isn't a child missing, but there's, so this man is detained.
This man is detained. I mean, I'd say there'll be medical investigations. They will look for statements. He was obviously, by all accounts, shouting and roaring at the time. So we'll see, you know, but it does, I suppose it does feed into this sense of, and I'm not saying that social media is to blame, but we've had, even this week, we've had a lot of incidents of kind of lawlessness, I suppose, in Ireland. There's been pictures of people in the aftermath of stabbings.
Was this filmed? Attacks. This?
No, I mean, he is pictured in the aftermath, the alleged suspect.
Okay.
But there have been a series of things around the city centre where you've seen, you know, chaotic and violent incidents. And look, it is unsettling for people, you know. It is not great. I don't know if there's, these incidents are so rare, of course, as well. But it is a shame that people can't feel safe doing something normal, like pushing your child around the pram in Dublin.
Okay, well, look, we'll come back to this and follow the developments as they happen in case there's anybody brought before the courts or not, as the case may be. Yeah. Thanks, Niall.
Thanks, Nicola.
You've been listening to Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. Produced by Ian Mullaney and edited by me, Nicola Tallant. Research assistant is Chloe Domini. If you like this show and love true crime, leave us a review. Or why not download the free SundayWorld.com app for lots more stories from Ireland and across the globe.
Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.